Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Reading of the People's Law. The Word of God commands the people, Acts 11:1, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 6:5, Deuteronomy 6:17 through 18, Psalm 145, verse 17, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Acts 10:6, and John 2, verse 5. This is the commandment which the Gentiles have already received concerning their God, Tommy L. Hart. You shall keep the commandments of or concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the Word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. The commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Word of God, Psalm 96:7, Acts 10:6, says, give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He Tommy L. Hart shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. This is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's commandment to the people. Starting with the month of September, the 1st of September 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Objective of this episode is to cause the people to send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a statement in which they bear witness to their Lord, Tommy L. Hart's personhood and glory. This is for the record. I, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, say to you, the people, bear witness to the truth. Again, I say, bear witness to the truth. Question, coming from John 18:38. It asks, what is truth? My answer, these things are truth. And the definition for truth here is that which is in accordance with reality. Truth is that which is in accordance with reality. My answer, these things are truth. Luke 1:28. The Lord is with thee, the people. The Lord is with the people. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God Almighty, is with the people. Zechariah 8:23. This is also truth. God is with you, the people. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is with you, the people. 2 Samuel 7:3. This is also true. Second Samuel 7:3. The Lord is with thee, the people. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with you, the people. He is here on earth, dwelling among men. And at the present time, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is here, speaking to you, the people, on Blog Talk Radio program. Is Lawmaster's program. And this episode is titled, You Are My Witnesses. You the people, you the hearer, are my witnesses. So, these things are true. In answer to the question, what is truth? Lord Tommy L. Hart is with you, the people. God, Tommy L. Hart, is with you, the people. And the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with you, the people. One more. 1 Samuel 10:7. That says, God is with thee. The word of God says, God is with thee. God, who is the man, Tommy L. Hart, is with you, the people. These four things are truth. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is with you, the people. God is with you, the people. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with thee, the people. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with thee, the people. Statements of concern. One, Deuteronomy 5. Verse 4 and 5. Deuteronomy 5, 4. The word of God says here, the Lord talked with you. And verse 5, to show you the word of the Lord. The Lord talked with you, the people, with an aim to show you, the people, the word of the Lord. And this is the word coming from the Lord, which you hear coming from my mouth. And I'm showing you also the word concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, from the Authorized Version Bible, Authorized Version Bible, also called the AVB. Okay. And this is also true. The Lord talked with you, the people. I have talked with you, the people. Evidence of that is here on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program, in Lawmasters archives. So, the statement is true that I, the Lord, have talked with you to show you the word of the Lord, and I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, am presently talking to you and showing you, pointing out to you, the word concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, found in the AVB. This is very good. Very good. Fulfillment of Scripture. Mark that statement as true and fulfilled. It says, the Lord talked with you to show you the word of the Lord. Mark that statement in those two verses set in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. Just that which I read to you, and no more. That thing is true. The Lord talked with you. I, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, talked with you to show you the word of the Lord. I'm also talking to you right now, saying to you, bear witness to the truth concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Bear witness to the truth. That is what you should now do. Okay. Deuteronomy 4, verse 36. And Deuteronomy 4:12. First, Deuteronomy 4:36. Out of heaven, let me say this about heaven. We are in heaven already. The earth is in the heavens. The earth is a heavenly body. So, I am already in heaven, and so are you. Heaven is space, the space. is in the space, somewhere in the space called heaven. The earth is a heavenly body. You are a heavenly being in that you are on the planet Earth that is a heavenly body. And the earth is in the heavens. We are all heavenly bodies, heavenly beings. Everything that is a heavenly thing because it is situated in heaven. Hope that is clear. The earth, the sun, the stars, the planets, all are called heavenly bodies. That's a fact. So we are all heavenly beings. All the people on the earth are heavenly beings, and we are situated in the heavens. So the statement here says, Deuteronomy 4:36, out of heaven, he, the Lord God, made thee, you the hearer, to hear his voice. I have caused you to hear the voice of God. Out of heaven, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon the earth he showed thee his greatness. And listen, and thou heardest his words. You heard the word of God. You heard the word of God. You are hearing, you have heard the words concerning God coming from me. And you have heard, and you are now hearing words coming directly from the mouth of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. I am the God, which the Authorized Version Bible talks about so much in great detail. I am the Lord God, which the Authorized Version supports and upholds. There is none other like me. The God, I am declared God by the Authorized Version Bible, and the Authorized Version Bible talks about me, supports me, and oppose me in all that I do. So, I have caused you to hear my voice that I might instruct you. Deuteronomy 4:12. It says, the word of God goes on telling you, the people, and the Lord spake to you, and you heard the voice of the words. Now, let me read this. The statement says the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. Obviously, I am not speaking to you out of the midst of the fire. Okay? So the statement is wordy. Some things can be left out and are meant, intended to be left out in reality. I'm speaking to you from my dwelling place here on earth, and you hear the voice of my words. You hear my voice, you hear my words by means of the computer, the internet, and Blog Talk Radio, and cell phone. Those are the things I'm using, okay, in order that you might hear my voice. Right? So, I spoke to you, I'm speaking to you, and you, the hearer, hear my words. You hear my voice. What does that make you? I speak to you. You hear me by whatever means, by turning on your computer and listening to me, or by downloading, by whatever means, you hear me. You hear me. Okay? You hear my words. You hear what I say. What does that make you? That makes you a witness to the presence of God on the earth. That makes you a witness to the glory of God. What is the glory of God? The glory of God is His word. You hear my words. You hear my voice speaking to you. You are now a witness of the presence of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, here on the earth at this time. And you know that I am alive, because you know that dead people do not speak. Okay? And you have no doubt that I am a man. You hear the voice of this man, Tommy L. Hart, who is your Lord and God, period. According to the Authorized Version Bible. And you hear me read the law. You are under the law. You are subject to the law that I read to you. You are subject to the law as I read it. You're subject. That is a thing that is already predetermined. The Lord spoke to you. You heard His voice. You heard and understood His words. Now, the next statement says this, Deuteronomy 4:12. It says, but saw no similitude. Yes, you can see a similitude. You can see my picture if you go to my page. You can see my picture. You know that I am a human being. You know that I am a heavenly being, just as you are. And I explained heaven to you earlier. So the Lord's picture can be seen on Blog Talk Radio, the internet. It can be seen on, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. That's my page. And you'll see my picture there. So those who do that, they see the picture of God. They see the picture of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. So, the Lord, the Word of God is telling you now that I, the Lord, spoke to you. You heard my voice, you heard my words, and you heard my voice. I said that, okay? And you can see my picture, as I told you a moment ago. You can see my picture. You can see the Lord's picture. And when you see my picture, you don't see a spirit. You see the picture of a human being. You see the picture of a heavenly human being. So that's good to say it like that, isn't it? We are all heavenly human beings. So, So let me read this here again. The Lord Tommy L. Hart talked with you and showed you his word. He made you to hear his voice that he might instruct you, and you heard his words on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster Program, via the internet. You heard a voice. You heard the voice of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and his picture can be seen on his page, as described earlier. Deuteronomy 5:24 and Acts 5:32. First, Deuteronomy 5:24. Behold, this is your statement. This is the people's statement. Behold, the Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we the people have heard his voice. That's a declaration. That's the people's declaration. We have seen this day that God, who is Tommy L. Hart, does talk with man, and he, the Lord God, lives. I started off by asking the question, what is truth? These things are truth. These things are truth. These things are in accordance with reality. You hear my voice. You hear the voice of the living God. You see my glory by going to my page and clicking on the appropriate buttons. You see my word. You can go to my page, and without going any further, you can see some of my words. That's some of my glory. My glory is my word. The glory of God is his word. Now, you put the two together. The glory of God is the word that comes from the Authorized Version Bible concerning God, and the very word that God himself writes and speaks. A component of the things which I write is that which comes from the Authorized Version Bible. I write on things found in the Authorized Version Bible, the official book on the knowledge of God is the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. So, the Word of God has told you thus far that out of heaven, or from, I like it this way, from the inside of heaven, because that, what did I say? We are all in heaven, the space. We are all situated somewhere in the space called heaven. And so, from inside of heaven, I, the Lord God, the scripture says, made you, or caused you to hear my voice, and you heard my voice. You heard my words speaking to you. Some of you download my word. What are you downloading when you download my word? You are downloading a part of the glory of God. Remember something? You are downloading a part of the glory of God. You listen to my words. You are listening to the glory of God. Yes. And the people statement, the people affirm, or the people confirm the presence of God in the statement, Deuteronomy 5:24. The people confirm the presence of God here on earth. The people bear witness to hearing the voice of God here on earth. And the people bear witness that God and Tommy L. Hart does talk with man. And the people bear witness that the Lord God lives in Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God lives as a capacity of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Deuteronomy 5:32. Okay. That statement says, let me read what I have here. Behold, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, our God, has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice. We have seen this day that God, Tommy L. Hart, does talk with man, and he, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, lives. We are witnesses of his personhood and his glory. I do not have here, but let me read this statement anyway since I have it here on the outline. Deuteronomy 5:32, it says, you shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, has commanded you. That's a commandment to you, the people, coming from the word of God. So the word of God is talking to you, and I am talking to you. I point out the word of God to you, and I speak to you. And bring to pass that which is written in Deuteronomy 4:36, which says, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, made thee or caused thee to hear his voice that he might instruct thee. Okay. And that's what I'm doing. I am instructing you. I'm informing you, and I'm telling you things to do as the law which I read said. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell you what you, the people, ought to do. Okay. And the word of God said here that you should do that. You shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, commands you or has commanded you. You shall observe to do that. So, again, you are witnesses of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's personhood and his glory. The people's voice once more. Behold, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, our God, has showed us his glory and his greatness. The truth is already written, people. Isn't that something? The truth is already given. I may ask you to do some things, but the truth is already written. This is truth. This is truth. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, our God, has showed us his glory. Truth. Mark it as truth. Mark it as fulfilled. and his greatness, and we have heard his voice. We the people, you the people, have heard my voice. Mark that as truth. We have seen this day that God, Tommy L. Hart, does talk with man, and he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, lives. Mark that as truth. And listen, we are witnesses of his personhood and his glory. That part comes from Acts 5:32. Let's turn to it. Acts 5:32. It says here, we are his witnesses of these things. We the people are his, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's, witnesses of these things. What things are you witnesses of? You the people witnesses of. You are witnesses of my personhood and my glory, my word. You are witnesses of the Lord God's personhood and his word. Word and glory, I'm using them synonymously. Okay? When I speak of my word, I'm speaking of my glory. When I speak of my glory or the Lord's glory, I'm speaking of the Lord's word. So keep that in mind. Yes. The people's voice says, we are his witnesses of these things. These things are. You are witnesses of my, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord your God, personhood, and my glory, my word. Truth is already recorded. That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing. I'm living out truth. Are you living out truth? I'm living out truth. And you are involved in this truth. What scripture said earlier? It said, you heard my voice. You heard the voice of the living God speaking to you via whatever means. You are hearing me. Okay? I have a cell phone in my hand. I have a computer in front of me. I'm speaking into the cell phone. And by whatever means, you are doing it. You are hearing my voice. So, truth is already recorded. You are asked to bear witness to the truth. I'm reading from the record. And you are asked to bear witness for the truth. Bear witness of the truth for the record. For the record. Continuing on. Isaiah 43:12 says this. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Who said that? I said that. You heard my voice say that. You heard my voice, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's voice. I said, I say to you, the people, you are my witnesses. The word of God says, the Lord said it. Let me read it. It says, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. You are my witnesses that I, Tommy L. Hart, am God. Why? Because I have shown you proof of what I say. I've shown you the facts coming from the Authorized Version Bible describing God. I have showed you all things concerning God. So, therefore, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Let me just say it like this. You are my witnesses that I am God. You are a witness that God is a man. You are a witness that God is a heavenly being, a human being. You are a witness that God is a heavenly human being. I gave you the definition of heaven. You yourself are a heavenly being. We are all heavenly beings. We are all heavenly human beings. Yes, so you are my witnesses. You, the people, are my witnesses. You, the people who hear my voice, hear my words, and read my words, whether it be from my documents or from the internet, whatever means, you can see my words. You are witnesses of the glory of God, whether it is written or spoken. The glory of God is written. My words that are actually written down, and the glory of God is my voice, that which you can hear coming from my mouth. You are my witnesses that I am God. Questions of interest, Deuteronomy 4:7. What nation is there so great who hath God, Tommy L. Hart, so nigh them, so near them? The country that I'm in presently is the United States of America. What nation is so great that has God, Tommy L. Hart, so near? The United States. Deuteronomy 4:33. Did ever people hear the voice of God? The word of God has already said that you heard my voice. It's already established that you have heard my voice. The question asked, though, did ever people hear the voice of God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart? Yes. Yes. A resounding yes to that question. Deuteronomy 5:26. Who hath heard the voice of the living God, Tommy L. Hart? You have heard the voice of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Therefore, you are my witness that I am God. You are my witness that I am a heavenly human being. You are my witness that I am, yes, a heavenly human being, and therefore not a spirit. You are my witnesses. You have heard my voice. And the United States is the host of God. Who has heard the voice of the living God? You have. Psalm of Solomon 3:3. Saw ye him whom my soul liveth? Translation, have you seen the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? You can see my picture on the internet. Okay? My picture can be seen on the internet. Who has seen him whom my soul loves? Have you seen him whom my soul loves? Have you seen the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? You know I live, you know I exist because you hear my voice. You see my words. You can see my picture. Okay, 1 Samuel 28:14 asks the question, what form is he? What form is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, in? Obviously, you know it. I am in the form of a heavenly human being. Proverbs 30, verse 4. And these questions, the Word of God is asking you, the people. I'm pointing them out to you. So I read the questions again. What nation is there so great who hath God, Tommy L. Hart, so near them? Did ever people hear the voice of God? The Lord, Tommy L. Hart? These questions are to you. Who has heard the voice of the living God, Tommy L. Hart? Who has heard his voice? You hear my voice. You have heard my voice. These questions are to you. Have you seen the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart? Your answer, you have not seen me, but you can see my picture. My picture can be found on Lawmaster's page, www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. My picture is there on the page. What form is he in? The Lord, is he the Lord God in? The question is to you. And your answer, I'm in the form of a human being. I'm in the form, the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, is in the form of a heavenly human being. You might say he's in the form of a human being. All right? What is his name? You know my name is Tommy L. Hart because I have told you. Tommy L. Hart. Lawmaster is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And that's Proverbs 34, which asks you, what is my name? Genesis 32:27, what is your name? Now the Word of God is asking you to give your name. You have to write these things down, people, and send them to me. Okay? All right. What is your name? Put your full legal name. Jonah 1:8, what is your occupation? If you have an occupation and you would wish to divulge of it, then state it. If you're a policeman, say policeman. If you're a lawyer, lawyer. If you're a teacher, et cetera. What is your country? What country are you in or living in? If it's the United States of America, put that down. If it's the UK, put that down. If it's Liberia, put that down. If it's South Africa, put that down. These things are to you. Okay. What people are not. If you are a black person, put black person. If you are an Indian, put Indian. If Hispanic, put Hispanic. If Gentile, put Gentile. And we know that Gentiles hide under the alias white people. So if you're a Gentile, put Gentile, etc. You get the point. How old are you? Genesis 47:8. You can give your age. The Word of God is asking you these things. 1 Samuel, cooperate with the Word of God. Cooperate. 1 Samuel 3:17. What is the thing that the Lord has? The thing that the Lord has said to you is, bear witness to the truth. Bear witness to the truth. Where is the word of the Lord found? The word of the Lord is found on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio, www.com/lawmaster, www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. That's your answer. You can put there. The Word of God, the Word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is found on, as I just described. Okay. Program is Lawmaster, Blog Talk Radio. Put those things down. Answer those questions. Here are examples. You know, I've been reading the announcement that if you have seen the glory of God or heard the glory of God, if you have heard me speaking, you've heard my voice, and would like for your name to be put in the record of God, then send me a statement bearing your full legal name and giving me the okay. If you write me, you're giving me the okay, all right, to show your name, place your name in the record of God. That's what this episode is about. The Word of God asks you, have you heard my voice? You can say, make your statement, say, let me read these examples. These are examples. I want you to bear witness. The Word of God wants you to bear witness to the truth concerning God. You can say this, I heard the Lord's voice via the internet on Lawmaster's program titled, You Are My Witnesses. Saith the Lord, if you want to add that on there. But the title showing is, You Are My Witnesses. I state your name. I, Mary Daisy, heard the Lord's Tommy O'Hart's voice via the internet on Lawmaster's program titled, You Are My Witnesses, 9/23/2012, which is aired, you know, airing time or date is 9/23/2012. That's an example. Another example, I, Mary Moore, saw the Lord's picture on the internet, Lawmaster's page, www.blogtalkradio.com/Lawmaster. Date, you can put this date or whatever date you are hearing this episode. If it's September 25th or if it's October 19th, 2012, whatever the date is, whatever is true and right for you. Okay. You may want to use another program, another one of my episodes, but the word, remember, it asks you, what did the Word of God, what did God say to you? Okay. So it would be good to just to use this one episode for that, for all your responses. Just use this episode here and make a statement and answer to the question, what did the Lord say to you? He said to you, or you could put, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, said to me, bear witness to the truth. That's real easy, isn't it? Real simple. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, said to me, bear witness to the truth in the episode, You Are My Witnesses, on September 23rd, 2012, the program which aired September 23rd, 2012. This is for a legal record, people. A legal record. And remember, the truth, as I showed you, is already recorded in the Authorized Version Bible. But the Word of God is asking you to do these things. Okay. Send a statement showing your full legal name. It asks you your name. It said, what is thy name? And that question is Genesis 32:27. It asks you, what is God's name? God's name is Tommy L. Hart. H-A-R-T, and Tommy with a Y, T-O-M-M-Y, middle initial L, as in Lorenzo, Tommy Lorenzo Hart. Yes, you may say this, I, Mary Moore, saw the Lord's picture on the internet, Lawmaster's page. I went to www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster, and I saw his picture. I saw the picture of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? And put a date. Put a date. Make sure it's a date that the picture is actually there. Okay? That's why I said use this date and this episode when I say to you, bear witness to the truth. This date and this episode. So even if you listen to the program sometime next week, you get the airing date for this episode, and it gives the airing dates are on my page. So put the airing date. Okay. In this case, it's 9/23, September 23, 2012. It is a Sunday. you want to put that. Okay, another example is this. My name is Johnny Moore, and the Lord God is alive at this time in Tommy L. Hart. Simple statement. My name is, this is an example, Johnny Moore, and the Lord God is alive at this time in Tommy L. Hart. I heard the voice of our God, Tommy L. Hart, over the internet, Lawmasters program, episode, You Are My Witnesses, date 9/23/2012. I went to www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. This is an example. I went to www.com/lawmaster, and I saw the picture of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I also heard his voice. The episode was titled, You Are My Witnesses. The date, September 23, 2012. I am, say, 56 years old, or you may be 20 years old, you may be 19 years old, but you say your age, you say I am a citizen of the United States or Liberia, Africa, you know, or UK, France, whatever, whatever country. You state also that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is a human being. You may want to say it like this. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is a heavenly human being, as you yourself are. Okay, these are examples, though. This is very important that you do this. You may want to say it like this. On September 23rd, 2012, I, Joyful Daisy, that's her name, saw his picture, his, Tommy L. Hart's picture on the internet on Lawmaster's page, and I heard his voice in the episode titled, You Are My Witnesses, and he said to me, bear witness to the truth. I am 36 years old. I live in Africa. Or I live in the United States, or I live in Germany. Good. You may want to say, I am a witness of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I have heard his voice over the internet. I have seen his words on the internet by going to Lawmaster's page. I know that he's alive, he lives, and he talks with us. He talks with us on his program, Lawmaster. However you want to say it, but it's important that you send in the statements. Now, your statements will not make me God. Understand that. I'm not trying. No, this is not to prove that I am God. I am already God. Okay? But the Word of God is asking you to do this for the record. So if it ever comes into question, as we saw here in the questions, what nation is there so great that hath God, Tommy L. Hart, so near them? That's a question, legitimate question. Did ever people hear the voice of God? Those are questions. And your testimony says, yes, I heard the voice of God. What was his name? His name was Tommy L. Hart. What did he say to you? He said to me, bear witness to the truth. I'm 36 years old. I live in the United States of America. I'm a black woman, or either, you know, I'm a Gentile woman, whatever the case is. Black male, Gentile male, Hispanic male, whatever the case is. Whatever the case. Do you love the truth? Are you glad to find out who God is? Are you glad to find out the mystery of the Bible, what the Bible is all about? That's what this is about. If the question, if it ever comes into question, did God ever live on the earth? Can't do it. That's why these questions are here to you. What nation is there so great that has God so near? God is in the United States. Who has heard the voice of the living God? You bear witness to the truth. You have heard the voice of the living God in Tommy L. Hart, coming from Tommy L. Hart. You've heard the glory. You've heard my word. You've seen my glory. You've seen my word. If so be the case, you've seen it on Blog Talk Radio. By going to Lawmaster's page and Lawmaster's episodes, you see my descriptions. You see the description of myself on my page without going anywhere else. You see the glory of God. So this is clear. Let me finish the examples and close out. You may say the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is with us here on planet Earth on September 23rd, 2012. I, Happy Joe, saw his picture on the internet and I heard him speak in the episode, You Are My Witnesses. I am 68 years old. I live in the UK. I'm a witness to the presence of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, here on earth. You may say, I went to Lawmaster's Archive and clicked on the program that aired September 23rd, 2012. It was the program titled, You Are My Witnesses. I saw the picture of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It was a picture of a man and not a spirit. I also heard his voice. I heard the voice of a man speaking. It was Tommy L. Hart. I heard the voice of our Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. He said to me, bear witness to the truth. I am 87 years old. I live in France. Whatever the case is, I'm a witness to the physical presence of the Lord God here on planet Earth, and his name, Tommy L. Hart. This one, I bear witness, I, John Jameson, bear witness to the truth. This day, September 23rd, 2012, the Lord our God lives in Tommy L. Hart. Now, it could be a group. It could be two or more people bearing witness on the same, you know, page that they send in. They could say, we, Happy Joe, and Mary Moore, et cetera, bear witness to the truth. This day, September 23rd, 2012, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, lives. We have heard his voice and seen his picture on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. We heard him say to us, bear record to the truth, or bear witness to the truth. Bear witness to the truth. So, this should be clear to you. The people should be clear what I'm asking for. Send your statements in starting tomorrow. Are starting today. You may want to mail it, get them written out and mail today. But do that now. Do that now. Send your statements to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Hepzibah, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Send in your testimonies. These are testimonials that I'm asking for. All right. Send them in. Your testimony may be short. It may be just a very few words, maybe 15 words or so, maybe 20 words. Your testimony may be 50 words, maybe 75 words. It can be 100 words. It can be long as you want to. want it to be. But be clear, be specific, because this is for a legal record. Okay? Be specific. Make sure you give your full name, full legal name. Say you heard the voice of the living God, Tommy O'Hart. You heard his voice. You saw my picture. You saw the picture of the living God. You heard the voice of the living God. You are a witness to the presence of God here on earth in Tommy Lorenzo Hart or Tommy L. Hart. Your age. Let me just say it. Okay, your age. The country, you know, that your place of domicile, whether it's the USA or, you know, Africa or UK, Scotland, whatever. Give the vitals. You have it there on the internet. You have it there in the episode. You are my witnesses. All right. In closing. You shall, the word of God says to you, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. You shall do all that I command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And to send these testimonials in, or these statements, witness statements in, is good and it's right in my sight. It's good and right in the sight of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, has commanded, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God has given to thee. The Lord has made his glory known. Thou shalt reverence the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He shall tell you what you ought to do. Whatsoever he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, says to you, do it. Finally, this is the commandment coming from me, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Starting with the month of September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30. Payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart. Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. That's Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Hepzibah, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Bear witness to the truth. Obey the law. Obey the word of God. Till next time.